Then we saw the fifth verse. We test God's promises by remembering his faithfulness in the past. He says, you are, verse 5, my hope. Hope is something you're hoping and looking forward and expecting and wanting. You don't quite have it, and you're looking forward to it. And he says, you should hope based on, look at the end of verse 5, you are my trust from my youth. Look at God's track record. And that's why regularly, one of the things we do in our home is we tell the accounts of God's faithfulness in the past in our lives. I mean, I have told the story of how I, from a troubled home and saw all the unhappiness of my home, I started praying as a little boy. I've told my kids so many times that I started praying for your mother long before I ever knew anything about her. I prayed from when I was 9 years old on, and I remember when I got to college, I used to walk at night and say, Lord, the only mistake I don't want to make on my own and the only decision I don't want to make without your help will be the choice of who I marry, and I want your help. And I don't want to be unhappy. And I've told them that story so many times, how I met their mother and many other things. And that's what David is saying. Show God's faithfulness in the past. In verse 6, he said, I trust and test God's promises by praising God for having a plan for my life. Verse 6, you are the one who took me out of my mother's womb. You're the one that knows the plan because you're the one that made me. In the 7th verse, we test God's promises by letting our life testify of the Lord. And we saw that. He says, many people look at my life. Verse 8, we tested God's promises by praising God so much, no time was left for complaints. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are the ones Thomas Hardy called those that find the manure pile in every meadow. I mean, you can be in a 50-acre field and have it full of green grass and flowers and butterflies, and they'll walk over and they'll go, look, oh, manure. I mean, there's 50 acres of grass, manure. I mean, they're the kind of people that all they see is manure piles in every meadow. And he says, I'm not going to be a manure pile person. He says, I'm going to be this. My mouth, verse 8, is so full of your praise that I don't have time to be pointing out all the manure piles around me, all the problems and criticizing everything. That's how he learned to lay hold of God. Verse 9, David learned he could trust God at the end of life. He tested God's promise by saying, don't cast me off in old age. He said, when my strength fails, I'm trusting in you to the end. And he poured out his prayers in verse 10 through 12, especially verse 12. Oh God, don't be far from me. Make haste. He says, I'm going to trust in you by prayer as much as I trust in the rescue squad.